హార్టి ఫ్రెటర్నల్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ అండ్ గుడ్ విషెస్ టు ఆల్ ది బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ ది సిస్టర్స్. టుడే వీ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ది ఫిఫ్త్ శ్లోక విచ్ రీడ్స్ లైక్ దిస్. ఏకాం నాభిం సప్తశత అరాశ్రితాః ప్రధిష్వన్యా వింశతి రక్షిత అరాహ అనేమి చక్రం పరివర్తితే అజరం మాయాశ్వినౌ సమనక్తి చర్షిణి. అశ్వినౌ మీన్స్ అశ్విన్స్, చర్షిణి మీన్స్ రొటేట్స్, రొటేట్ చర్షిణి, ది లాస్ట్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ చర్షిణి. ఇట్ కీప్స్ రొటేటింగ్, ది వీల్ రొటేట్స్, ఆల్ వీల్స్ రొటేట్, ది వీల్ రిలేటింగ్ టు ది ఎర్త్ రొటేట్స్, ది వీల్ రిలేటింగ్ టు ది మూన్ రొటేట్స్, ది వీల్ రిలేటింగ్ టు ది ప్లానెట్స్ రొటేట్, ది వీల్ రిలేటింగ్ టు ది సన్ రొటేట్స్. బియాండ్ దట్ వీ డోంట్ స్పీక్ బికాస్ అవర్ స్కోప్ ఈజ్ అవర్ సోలార్ సిస్టమ్. But the Veda speaks about three wheels, like the planetary sun, the cosmic sun, the planetary sun, the solar sun, and the cosmic sun. These are the three wheels that rotate in the cosmic system, solar system, planetary system. And seven are the principles that rotate around them. Seven are the planets, and they rotate around the sun, and each of them rotate around themselves. There is a lot said in the occult meditations about the three wheels, the seven wheels, the ten wheels, the way they rotate. The rotation is the work of Aswins. Any rotation anywhere, because they do exist at the cosmic plane, at the solar plane, at the planetary plane. As you all know, the cosmic sun center is called Aditya, the solar center is called Savitru, the sun center is called Surya. Aditya, Savita, Surya, these three are regularly invoked in our Gayatri Mantra. These three are, when regularly invoked, your vision, your wisdom, your sight, the three improve, the vision, the wisdom, and the sight. Aditya, Savita, Surya. The three together form you into an eightfold mantra, an eight-syllabled mantra, Aditya Savita Suryaha. This you may chant just for the benefit of gaining the related familiarity with the energies. Aditya at the Sahasrara, Savitru at Ajna, Surya at the heart. These three can be seen as the sun centers. And when they rotate, they generate the needed energies. They generate the needed energies. So therefore, this rotation is a work of the Aswins. You know, when in olden days, they churn the milk to form the butter by using a vesicle and setting a thread around it, pulling and pushing in either way. Then the wheel rotates. The wheel rotates by the working of the alternating principle of the Aswins, which can be perhaps demonstrated if such instruments are available now. If when you churn also, you do it this way. One way, the other way. One way, the other. This is called churning. When the ocean is churned, when the ocean is churned by the devas and the diabolics, one pull the mountain which is called Mandara, one pull this way, one pull the other way, and then the inside it is churned. Then when this churning happens, then many things emerge from churning. That's why let there be adjustments to cough and cold. The churning is also happening in us with the inhalation and exhalation. Each time we breathe in and we breathe out, there is a churning that happens. It's like you take a stick, even to produce fire, a vertical is kept in a horizontal, vertical wood is kept in a horizontal piece of wood, and then you churn it. In this churning, there will be 360 degrees movements. 360 degrees move. One way it goes up, one way it goes down, one way it goes up, one way it goes down. That's how we have northern coasting of the sun for 180 days, southern coasting of the sun for 180 days. 180 days it moves from December 22nd to January 21st. And again it comes down, apparently, from north to south, from June 21st to December 22nd. 180 days one way, 180 days another way. 360 days. This is how this churning deep business brings in varieties of energies, varieties of intelligences, which are called the devas. The devas are called the angels. The angels are also called angels. Angels. In fact, in your languages, to call an Angela, Angela is also called Angela, isn't it? Angela is Angela. Because angel and angle, they are just the same. The angles are the intelligence, are the intelligences. In a right angle, there are 90 angels. We say degrees. They are all angels. In a circle, there are 360 angels. And everything is circular if we observe. The very day is circular. The movement of earth around itself is circular. And then the movement of earth around sun is circular. The movement in us also is circular. When the respiration is happening, the circulation happens in us. The circulation is from center to circumference, and again from circumference to center. From center to circumference, and from circumference to center, there is the circulation of blood happening on account of respiration happening. So this circular activity is of great importance. The circular activity. Circular activity, life and death, the lifespan in between, from death to birth and from birth to death, it's a circular activity. The involution and evolution is circular. All is circular. That's why when we tend to be in tune with these, circular activity of nature, we get much more attuned to nature నాట్ ఓన్లీ నేచర్ అరౌండ్ అస్ బట్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్లానెట్, నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది సోలార్ సిస్టమ్, నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది కాస్మిక్ సిస్టమ్ ఆల్. బికాస్ ది హోల్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ సర్క్యులర్ అండ్ ఇట్ మూవ్స్ ఇన్ అన్ ఆర్డర్, ఇన్ ఏ సర్క్యులర్ ఆర్డర్. దేర్ఫోర్ దిస్ చర్నింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ చర్షిణి దట్ కాజెస్ రొటేషన్. యు నో మహాత్మా గాంధీ వాజ్ ట్రయింగ్ టు టేక్ అవుట్ ది థ్రెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది కాటన్ యూజింగ్ ఏ మెషిన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ చర్ఖ. చర్ఖ ఇస్ ది మెషిన్, చర్షిణి ఈజ్ ది యాక్ట్ ఆఫ్ చర్నింగ్. చర్షిణి, సో యూ కీప్ ఆన్ చర్నింగ్, థింగ్స్ కమ్ అవుట్. సో త్రూ అవుట్ ది డే ది ఎర్త్ ఈజ్ డూయింగ్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ వర్క్ బై మూవింగ్ అరౌండ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ ప్రొవైడింగ్ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ టు సో మెనీ బీయింగ్స్ బై మూవింగ్ అరౌండ్, అండ్ ఆల్సో మూవింగ్ అరౌండ్ ది సన్ ఇట్ ప్రొవైడ్స్ డిఫరెంట్ ఎనర్జీస్. సో దేర్ఫోర్ దిస్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు బీ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ సర్క్యులర్ మూవ్మెంట్, మీనింగ్ ఇన్ అవర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ వీ షుడ్ బ్రింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ కాస్మిక్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ సర్క్యులర్ మూవ్మెంట్ బై విచ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఇవల్యూషన్ అండ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఇన్వల్యూషన్. ఆల్ ఈజ్ సపోర్టెడ్ బై సర్క్యులర్ మూవ్మెంట్. ది డే అండ్ ది నైట్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో సపోర్టెడ్ బై సర్క్యులర్ మూవ్మెంట్. ది డే అండ్ ది నైట్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో సర్క్యులర్ సపోర్టెడ్ బై సర్క్యులర్ మూవ్మెంట్ అండ్ దెన్ దెర్ ఈజ్ సమనక్తి చర్షిణి. దే డూ ఇట్ ఇన్ ఎ వెరీ రిథమిక్ మేనర్. సమనక్తి డెక్స్టరస్లీ, దే డూ ఇట్ వెరీ డెక్స్టరస్లీ. ది రొటేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎర్త్ అరౌండ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ హ్యాస్ ఎ టైమ్ సైకిల్. ది రొటేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎర్త్ అరౌండ్ ది సన్ హ్యాస్ ఎ టైమ్ సైకిల్. ది రొటేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది మూన్ అరౌండ్ దిస్ ఎర్త్ హ్యాస్ ఎ టైమ్ సైకిల్. ది టైమ్ సైకిల్స్ డిఫర్. ది రొటేషన్ ఆఫ్ సాటర్న్ టు ఎర్త్, దేర్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్ టైమ్ సైకిల్స్. సో దేర్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్ వీల్స్. ది రొటేషన్ ఆఫ్ సన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ బై అరౌండ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ క్వైట్ హై, బికాస్ ది సన్ రొటేట్స్ అరౌండ్ ది సెంట్రల్ సన్. ది సెంట్రల్ సన్ రొటేట్స్ అరౌండ్ ది కాస్మిక్ సన్. సో లైక్ వైజ్ త్రీ వీల్స్ రొటేట్ అండ్ దేర్ ఆర్ సెవెన్ వీల్స్ ఇన్ ఈచ్ వీల్. There are seven wheels in each wheel. And there are also these seven wheels within one solar system. And each wheel has seven principles in it. That's why we say the wheel is drawn by seven horses like that. Seven horses. Basic idea of initiating the topic is be aware of the circular movement. There is a circular movement within us also. That we wake up during the dawn and then we come back to the same wake up state next day. It's a 24-hour cycle, isn't it? 24-hour cycle. And how are we setting the wheel is important. Just like all other celestial bodies have set their rotation in an order, we also have to set our daily rotation in an order. An orderly activity for the 24 hours. An orderly activity. Disorder puts us out of nature. Order brings us back to nature. When we come back to nature, we tend to be more natural and normal. When we are not natural, we are not normal. That you should know. we are either abnormal or subnormal. So this abnormal and subnormal activities, they put us out of life, out of experience. So the importance of gaining this daily rhythm, in tune with the rhythms of the planets, in tune with the rhythms of the solar system. For example, if you wish to follow the planet Mars, it has a rhythm. It takes about 45 days for Mars to cover a sun sign. So you also have to pick up any activity for 45 days. Likewise, if there is a rhythm for Venus, it takes how many days it takes for Venus to move around the solar system? Then divide it by 12, then you get a small cycle of Venus. A small cycle of Venus. So you can follow the Venusian cycle, which the Mayans were following. The Mayans were following the cycle of Venus. There are many who follow the cycle of Moon. There are some who follow this cycle of the Sun. So it's a matter of your relating to a particular energy by relating to a particular cyclical movement. This you should know. If you are thinking of Jupiter, it is all about 12. 12. Likewise, the smallest cycle for Mars is 9. The smallest cycle for Saturn is 8. Likewise, you can do anything relating to a Saturnian alignment with multiples of 8. Multiples of 9. Multiples of 30 for a lunar cycle. 30 moon phases, but not 30 days. They are different. The most unfortunate thing that happened to this humanity is we stopped counting the days by the moon phase and started counting the days by the sun's rotation. There is a great wisdom following the moon cycle. Even the menstruation is according to moon cycles. The pregnancy is also according to moon cycles. The doctors, if they know, they count the number of months in the womb more by the moon cycles than by the sun cycles. When they say 9 months in the womb, after 9 months the baby will come out, it should be in tune with the moon cycle, not the sun cycle. There is slight difference between the duration of a moon cycle and a sun cycle. Sun cycle. That's why they give a range in between this time it happens. But those who know moon cycles know very clearly when will it come out. The very fact that the menstruation is based on moon cycle, the pregnancy is also based on moon cycle. Moon's dimensions are one thing, sun's dimensions are another. Moon's dimensions are one thing, sun's dimensions are another thing. I am only trying to give you varied cycles of time. Anything you work with Jupiter, the biggest cycle you can think is of 12 years. You can set a 12-year cycle each time as Jupiter transits your ascendant or moon or sun. Ascendant is your personality. Moon is your past. Sun is your future. So you can set a Jupiterian cycle when Jupiter is transiting your ascendant or moon or sun. From that time, 12 years, take up a program. You get grand expansion if you follow the program. If you set Saturn as the cycle, it's a 30-year program. 30 years. And it's in its lower dimension, the 30 years becomes 30 months. 30 months. And it can further be reduced into 30 days. There are correspondences which we can work out. 30 days make 1 month, isn't it? And like that, 30 hours. 30 hours is what is the time for which the time required for moon to transit one sunset. 2.5 days. 30 hours. 2.5 days, moon moves one sunset. 30 days according to moon phases. Moon covers one cycle. 30 months is 2.5 years. And Saturn moves one sunset in 2.5 years. What is moon? Moon is a grandfather in terms of the cycle to moon. Saturn. It also runs with 30. Moon runs with 30. And Saturn runs also with the same number 30. Then what is 30 years versus 30 days? 30 years. It takes Saturn to make one round, isn't it? And 30 days it takes moon to move around for one round. So what is a day with moon? And is equal to a year over there, meaning how many times? 360 times, let us go, not go by the additional 5. When we think of year, we should think of 360 only, as I said yesterday. 360 times Saturn is deeper than the moon that you carry with you. Can you imagine? What mind can gather, comprehend, what a mind fully trained by Saturn can gather, the difference is 360 times. That's why Saturn is considered to be a grand planet. If we have Moon Saturn trine, that is the best opportunity to gain tremendous wisdom, because the death comes to the moon from Saturn, and then you can go deep into things and gain the knowledge. Saturn, moon, trine. If Saturn moon is in square, then your moon is regularly disturbed. Regularly. Or Saturn, moon are in opposition. It's a tension. Saturn, moon, conjunction. It is a confusion. If you have Saturn, moon, conjunction, confusion prevails. If someone is frequently confused, we should know why he gets frequently confused. We should not blame that he confuses. He confuses you. We say one thing, he understands another thing. He is useless fellow. All kinds of things we speak. It is by nature, by birth, if he has moon and Saturn conjunction, confusion can come in any moment. So anyway, I am not I have to be with the astrians, not with astrology. But when it comes to cycles, we should know these cycles. The cycles, they correlate between planets. 30 days make 1 month. 30 days make for a sun to transit a sun sign. So moon and sun are connected. Sun and Saturn are connected. They're connected. And 12 is a connection number. Jupiter. 9 is also, all cyclical numbers, 3, 6, 9, are considered cyclical numbers. If you wish to understand the dimensions of time, which is but an essential aspect of astrology, because astrology deals with the planets and their energies, but the astrology should also deal with the cycles and the related numbers. Related numbers. 3, 6, 9 are circular numbers, cyclical numbers. 2, 4, 8 are female members, feminine numbers. 1 and 7 are male members. 1 and 7 are male members. What is 1 is also 7. What is 7 is also 1. What first ray can do, seventh ray can do. Because it, 1 in manifestation is 7. 1 and 7 are male members. There are only two male members. There are 3 female members. There are 3 circular numbers. Then you are left with 1 number. Did you notice it? 5. 5 is neutral number. It is neither male nor female. It is neither male nor female, and it can excellently relate to male and female. It is androgynous. That's why it is a special number. So when we consider the rotation, when we speak of rotation, we have to speak of circular numbers only. You should not think of other numbers. If you see, yesterday I spoke of 60 cows and 300 cows and 360 cows. 3 is circular number, 6 is circular number. Here he speaks of 720 angels. Before I come to that, I want to first introduce you to the numbers relating to the cycles. That connection is important for gaining deeper understanding and for revelation of certain dimensions of time, certain dimensions of the circular movements. There is a cycle for everything. As I said, the dog has a cycle of life. A banana tree has a cycle of life, which is different from a coconut tree or a mango tree. A banyan tree has still different cycle. Now it is easy for you to gather the cycles in relation to all species by the internet, because a great work is done from all over the globe to gather wisdom. And we should use internet to gather wisdom, not to see movies, not to gather about other things which do not cause unfoldment of our consciousness. If you open iPad in your leisure, try to find something new. If you open the iPad, you will find many things, provided you have that hunger for knowledge. So here, the aspirants, they are churning, creating different cycles. With sun, there are different cycles. With moon, there are different cycles. In the next sloka, they speak of the the energies or the angels emerging from the circular movement of moon around the earth. In this loka, still he is speaking about the sun energy. They say they joyfully do it. You know, the Ashwins, they do all with a lot of joy because, you know, it is all for the beings. As much as you do for the beings, so much they are joyful. So they do so at the cosmic plane. They do so at the solar plane. They do so at the planetary plane. They do so with every planet. They do so with us. Don't forget us. Because each one of us is a micro solar system. Isn't it? Or micro cosmic system for that matter. When you have the three suns in the three centers, you have the total cosmos. With all the three suns with you. So what is important is when we study these hymns, we should try to also learn to apply this to us, our own constitution, and find the related dimensions. Related dimensions. So they do it in such a manner that this rotation continues to happen and then the angels come out. What they say is, while they are rotating one cycle, one wheel, there are 720 angels are coming out. He says 720 separately. 700. In Sanskrit, they always count from left to right. We said 20 over 700. 20 over 700. If we are to say 18, in all classical languages, they don't say 18. They say 8 over 10. Ashta Dasha. Ashta Dasha means 18. Ashta is 8. Dasha is 10. But when you write, 1 comes first, 8 comes later. But when you utter, Ashta Dasha. That's beautiful. That's why many things that people who know Sanskrit, when they translate, they miss things. When he sets a number 18, it should be known as 8 and 1. 8 over 10, that should be. That's why if it is 81, it can be 18. If it is 21, it can be 12. Because the way it is uttered, if you put it, Ashta Dasha, 8 after 10, it is different. 8 and then after, if you set 10, it is different. That's why there is a saying that when you are learning Sanskrit, are trying to look into Sanskrit scriptures, when numbers come, try to read the numbers from left to right, from this side to the other side. Only for numbers. It is said so. Just like you write Arabic, you write Hebrew, you write Urdu, these are the languages where you write from the other side, no? That tradition in Veda exists with numbers. Not with other expressions. So this 720 angels come out from this churning, and then this wheel is eternal. It's an eternal wheel. Immortal wheel. It has no aging effect. Ajaram, it is said. Ajaram means it is immortal, it is ageless. The wheel. The wheels are created by them and the wheels are run by them and they are eternal. So the principle of rotation and then bringing out angels is a great aspect డైమెన్షన్ కండక్టెడ్ బై ది అశ్విన్స్ అండ్ ఏంజల్స్ ఆర్ బ్రాట్ అవుట్ అట్ ఎవ్రీ ప్లేన్ అట్ ది కాస్మిక్ ప్లేన్ సోలార్ ప్లేన్ ప్లానెటరీ ప్లేన్ అండ్ అపాన్ ఎర్త్ అండ్ అపాన్ ఆల్ ప్లానెట్స్ వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ ఏంజల్స్ ఆర్ బ్రాట్ అండ్ దీస్ ఏంజల్స్ ఈ దేర్ 720 ఎస్టర్డే వీ స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ 360 యాంగిల్స్ టుడే దే స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ 720 బికాస్ దేర్ ఆర్ 720 నోడల్ పాయింట్స్ ఇన్ ఏ సర్కిల్ ఎ డే హ్యాస్ సన్ రైజ్ అండ్ ఎ సన్సెట్ ఎ డాన్ అండ్ ఎ డస్క్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు టూ పార్ట్స్ సో ది డస్క్ బ్రింగ్స్ ఇన్ సర్టన్ ఎనర్జీస్ ది డాన్ బ్రింగ్స్ సర్టన్ ఎనర్జీస్ ఇన్ ది నైట్ దేర్ ఆర్ ఎనర్జీస్ ఇన్ ది డే దేర్ ఆర్ ఎనర్జీస్ సో దే సే 360 డిగ్రీస్ బ్రింగ్ అవుట్ 360 రేస్ ఆఫ్ సోలార్ లైట్ అండ్ 360 రేస్ ఆఫ్ లూనార్ లైట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సోలీ లూనార్ వెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ టు ఎర్త్ దట్స్ వై ఇన్ ది వెరీ నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక దే స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ ది మూన్ స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ ది మూన్ దో 360 ఆర్ ది కౌస్ దట్ ఆర్ మిల్క్డ్ ఇన్ ది ఎర్లియర్ శ్లోక ది ఏంజల్స్ దట్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఆర్ 720 అండ్ దీస్ 720 ఏంజల్స్ పర్మియేట్ త్రూ ది 360 డిగ్రీస్ మూమెంట్ బ్లాక్ అండ్ వైట్ డ్యూరింగ్ ది డే డ్యూరింగ్ ది నైట్ సో ఇన్ ఎ ఇయర్ వెన్ దెర్ ఆర్ 360 సన్ రైజెస్ అండ్ 360 సన్సెట్స్ 720 ఇస్ ది ఫిగర్ 720 ఈజ్ ఎ వెరీ సీక్రెట్ నెంబర్ సిక్స్ టైమ్స్ 720 యూ ల్యాండ్ ఇన్ ది a unit of time cycle which is very great. 720 into 6 brings you to 4,320 years. 4320. A little mathematics today. 4320 years is a cycle. For those who know, they count like that. And 432 is the basic number for cyclical understanding. 432. 432 years is a small cycle that brings a kind of energies. 432 years. From any nodal point, 432 years are counted. With respect to the work of the masters, which they commence then, it is now 343 years. So how many more years? 432 minus 343. You should 432 minus 343. That is the period by which they expect all that they said in books would take place. How much it comes to? Have you any calculator with you? 432 minus 343. 89. So 89 years from now. From now means from 2018, 89 years, now 88 years, we are closing a circle. And in these 432 years, a lot of transformation would happen amidst humanity, which we are already seeing since about 110 years. We cannot imagine how much transformation has come ever since the advent of the electronic age. 1995 is a nodal year where many things changed in this world thanks to internet and computers. And then all these devices bringing out huge information in small chips. Yesterday I was speaking to you about the seed and the banyan tree. The banyan seed and the banyan tree. Now, so much knowledge is available to you in a small chip. Just like a banyan seed carries the entire plan of banyan tree. Huge information now can be stored, and we did away with cassettes, we did away with CDs. Now it's a chip, small chip, that contains 100 information of 100 CDs, and it is going to be further micro. The change is fast, and we are reaching to greater dimensions in our understanding. So changes happen. So 720 is a figure that we have to relate to. 60 is a figure we have to relate to. 360 we have to relate to. 720 we have to relate to. These numbers we have to relate to. Because in this cyclical movement, these things become very common. For example, if you see how many times you respire in a minute, did you ever notice how many times you respire? Meaning, how many respirations you have per minute? We don't care now, because it is happening, but it's all cyclical. For a normal, healthy being, 12 respirations happen. 12 respirations. Because it's a cyclical activity, it has to do with the numbers 3 times 4 is 12. 12 respirations in a minute, a Jupiterian work. If you relate in terms of numbers, 12 respirations in a minute, 12 respirations. If you are a little anxious, 16 respirations. If more than 16, then you have to consult a doctor. Twelve respirations is what normal for a quiet human being. Do you know how many pulsations we happen in a normal human being in a minute? How many pulsations? You count the pulsation rate, no? For a healthy person, 72 are the pulsations. 72 are the pulsations, 12 are the respirations. 12 are the respirations. And for the students of pranayama, they get into a deeper side by reducing the number of pulsations, number of respirations. You also say in science, for an athlete, the pulsation can be around 50 per minute. For an athlete, 45, 50. For a normal person, 60 to 72, like that in the normal parlance, in medical parlance they say. If you are at rest, it is 60. If you are in activity, it is around 72 plus 12, 84, like that. This is a cyclical activity happening in us. That this cyclical activity is happening in us, we we want to see, know about the planets and the solar system, all that is outer, but all that is inner is within us. So when something is informed in terms of outer, the one key is that you see how it is in you. How it is in you. 720 angels touch you through the day, meaning they have 24 hours. In 360, in one day, one rotation, Earth receives 720 angels, and the beings on Earth also receive 720 angels, the touch of them. So coming back to respirations, 12 respirations per minute. In 6 minutes, how many respirations? 72 respirations. Isn't it? 72 respirations in 6 minutes. In 60 minutes, 720 respirations. In 1 hour, you make 720 respirations. 720 are the angels, 720 are the respirations in an hour. So, if you consciously respire for 1 hour, if you consciously, this is all nothing but the application of the key called the law of correspondence. As above, so below, no? What, Wolfgang? As above, so below. 720 conscious respirations. How much time it takes? 60 minutes. Make it half in the morning, half in the evening, half an hour in the morning, half an hour in the evening. Half an hour conscious breathing covers 360 respirations. Half an hour evening conscious breathing covers 360 respirations. Total 720 respirations. Evening 360 respirations cover the night. Morning 360 respirations cover the day. During the other times we are breathing. It's not. But when you associate with it, you get the touch of the angel. That is what I wish to inform you. What is so good if there are 720 angels around the sun who keep touching the earth? They keep touching the earth. But should they not, how do we gain that awareness? How do we gain that? If we do this kind of respiration, 720 respirations consciously done, spread over two times at the rate of 30 minutes, or according to Vedic years, spread over three times at the rate of 24 minutes each. 24 minutes each. If you do it, you can cover it. 72 minutes. More or less you will be covering it. That's why pranayama is given, that it may be done to cover 720 respirations consciously by dividing it into two times or three times. Because in the East, they always believed in aligning with the nature three times. Noon, morning, dawn, mid-noon, and the dusk covers. In the West, it is five times, according to Master Jwalkul, that you need to do prayer five times. Because they are much more active than the Easterns. A Westerner is much more active than the Easterner. So to bring them to poise, Master Jalkul writes, for an occidental, 5 times contemplation is recommended. For oriental, 3 times contemplation is over. But there is another occult understanding of this. Oriental by nature, occidental by nature. There are many orientals who are occidentals in their mind, meaning very busy mind. There are many occidentals who are orientals in their being. So depending upon your activity, if it is a bit hyper, 5 times. If it is normal, 3 times. So this 720 shall have to be taken seriously by us, because it forms the smallest cycle. 72 years it takes for the precession of the equinox to move by a degree. 72 years. The north and south pole move in the anti-clockwise direction in 72 years. And 30 times 72 is 2160 years. That's how in 2160 years there is a change from Aryan age to Piscean age, from Piscean age to now Aquarian age. And the Aquarian age stays for 2160 years. The base number for that is also 72. Everything is about 72. So this 72 number should be drilled deep into us. A meditation for 72 minutes. Or a relation with respiration for 72 respirations, which is very easy. 6 minutes it takes. 12 respirations a minute. In 6 minutes you have 72 respirations. You can't say, I don't have 6 minutes time. Can you say that? As part of your daily contemplation, let there be 6 minutes respiratory work. Then you are doing 72 respirations consciously. It causes a good circulation of energies in you. A good circulation of energies. When there is a good circulation of energies, the meditation can be very harmonious. Very harmful. If you can do 60, it's another thing. 60 minutes spread over the dawn and the dusk. 72. And 72 days is also an important count. It's another level. The year, when it is divided by 5, you get 72 years. The year of 360 divided by 5, you get 72. That's how there is what is called the order of the star. People speak of the order of the star, but they don't know what it is. The order of the star is when the circle is touched on 5 points which are equidistant to each other. A star within a circle, the point touches at 5 places. Meaning 72 days, every 72 days, there is a point. There is a junction point. And then there is a second set of 72. And then there is a third set of 72 days. And then there is a fourth set of 72 days and fifth set of 72. This is how the circle is divided to locate those 5 days which I said yesterday. You remember? I told you yesterday about 5 days which are not so very important. No? not so very important in the sense they should be seen as the intervals between a set of 72 days. It is a very classical division which was followed in ancient most times, from which you get this order of the star. Because for the body, number 5 is very important. There are 5 elements constituting the body. There are 5 pulsations. There are 5 sub-pulsations. There are 5 organs of action, limbs of action. There are 5 senses. There are 5 sensations. All is 5. So this 5-fold division of the year, when you relate to, it has a better impact on the 5-fold aspect of your being. And the number of mind is also 5. So 72 is the resultant of division of the circle by 5. That's how we have to slowly get familiar with working with the cyclic numbers 3, 6, 9 and their multiplications. If you take 6, as I said, 6 minutes, 72 pulses, 72 respirations. But in 1 minute, there are 72 pulsations. So the pulsating activity is speedier than the respiratory activity by 6 times. As you get into higher circles, the speed is greater. That's why the bird is very swift. He's very speedy. And it gets into subtle pulsation, it is still speedy. I spoke to you about a bird in one of the previous lokas. The ashwins have the quality of tarasa, meaning very speedy. As you get into higher circles, the speed is more. The stability is more. The speed is less, the stability is less. I gave you the example of an automobile, a train and a flight. Greater the speed, greater is the stability, and greater is the, you have also reached heights. Air has greater speed. So like this, you work with pulsation and respiration. You are taking to a different dimension relating to your own being. So these 720 angels which are supplied to us on a daily basis, they are black and white, and they are different on a day-to-day basis. Because the energies that Earth receives every day are different on the basis of different placement of planets on different days. So it continues, the chemistry continues to happen, and we tend to be much more alive to the incoming energies. For that reason, we have to take to some cycle. We have to fix for ourselves some cycle. Just like each one has a bicycle, we need to put ourselves to a cycle, adapt to a cycle. It can be a cycle with 3, a cycle with 6, a cycle with 9, or any cycle led by multiples of these numbers. 3 into 2, 6 is also cyclical. 3 into 4, 12 is also cyclical. It is Jupiterian cycle. 3 into 5 is 15. 15 are the moon phases. 3 into 16, 18. 18 is but 1/4 of 72. Like that we have to get familiar with the numbers and then see why these numbers have become so very important to us. Whichever number you have as your personal number, according to numerology, multiply it with a cyclical number, then you have a personal cycle. For example, I have number 7 as the personal number. Apply it with 3 or 6 or 9 and take that as a cycle and work with it. 21 days, 42 days, or 63 days as a cycle. We can find out these cycles with us and work with it. Or you take to a planetary cycle and then adapt to it. You can adapt to moon cycle, sun cycle, Jupiter cycle, Mars cycle. Most of the people in India adopt to Mars cycle because we all have irregulated force in us. If you adopt to the cycle of the Mars, he will set your irregular force into regular force. Generally, Mars is afflicted to humans. Generally, because we are all irregular in our force. To regulate the force, you have to work with Mars. When you work with Mars, then you get the regulated force, which can be applied easily to situations. That's how it has to. If you take to Mercury, it is more or less like this sun. Venus, if I remember well, it's around 240 days in a year. 240 days in a year. Some 20, 21 days it covers on sunset. It's fast. Take it. Like that, with respect to any planet, you can take to your side. Especially planets which matter to you now in the progression. You can work with them. That's how you have to take to the cycles. The cycles enable us to realize when we adopt to a consecration to a cycle and do something for that period, the related angels relate to you. When the related angels relate to you, you are in harmony. Otherwise not. This understanding is what is I wanted to share with you, and this is an endless subject, getting into numbers. This 369, it explains all time cycles. All time cycles. So division of the circle of 360 degrees by any number would give you a very meaningful cycle. If you divide it by 2, you get a cycle of 6 months or 180 days. That's the cycle we have as northern coursing and southern coursing of the sun. It's a unit. It's a time cycle. It is like our inhalation and exhalation for the planet. Divide this cycle by three, then you get 120 days, which is 4 months of a year. It's a cycle, 120 days. Divided it by 5, I told you what it is, 72 days. By 6, then you get a 2 month cycle of 60 days or a season. So divide it by 8, you get the, we are not dividing by 1 or 7. We are not dividing by 1 or 7. Only with other numbers. 1 or 7 or 1 or 7. by 8 when you divide, you get 45 days. If you divide it by 9, you get 40 days. We don't divide by 10. So these are the 9 numbers, of which 1 and 7 are not considered for division of the cycle. The rest of the numbers you can divide and get the cycles, and whichever cycle is convenient, you can relate to it. When you divide by 4, you get a 90-day cycle where you have equinox to solstice, solstice to equinox. That's what Master CVV adopted for his occult meditations. He said 90 days of preparation and 3 days of initiation. That's how he said it. So, for you to get the juice out of occult meditations, you have to do one complete round. One complete round is from 1 to 90 and again from 90 to 1. Go forward and go backward. That's how he suggested. So what is the cycle he suggested? It's a cycle of 90 days applied twice in a forward and backward direction. So anything that you do in relation to those meditations have to be in terms of number 9 at least. So this is how you need to find the numbers and the relation with the cycles. 720 is the most optimum number. That's why in this sloka it speaks of 720 angels. These 720 angels are available to us through our respiration, through our pulsation on a minute-to-minute basis. If you are able to observe your respiration, your pulsation, per minute, it is 72. If you can observe for 6 minutes, it's already great. 6 minutes observing the pulsation, per minute it is 72. Per minute. So 6 minutes, it takes you to 432 pulsations. 432 is the basic unit of cycle, time cycle. Because you know about Kali Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, this Yuga, that. It leads you to all that. And cyclical movement enables you to attune to presentation of angels or angles or intelligences around you, and you get easily lifted up because you have their cooperation. You gain their cooperation, therefore you need to be attuning to them. Attuning to them. This 432 cycle is a mystical cycle. 4320 years is one cycle, and then we say 432,000 is Kali Yuga. In terms of pulsations, if you count, you can cover the whole thing. It takes 4,320 half pulsations. How much time it takes? You can count it. In a quarter of the day, you cover a yuga. The number of pulsations you do in a quarter of the day, you cover a yuga. And in 4 quarters, you cover 4 yugas. It's a question of correspondence. So in a day of 4 quarters, there is a way to cover 4 yugas. That's why they say, from noon to dawn, it is Krita Yuga. From midnight to dawn, it is Krita Yuga. And from dawn to midnoon, it is Dwapara Yuga. From midnoon to sunset, it is Treta Yuga. From sunset to midnight, it is Kali Yuga. Like that it is. We are in the sunset hours according to the CS understanding. Kali Yuga is a sunset hour where darkness prevails more than light. Nevertheless, Darkness continues, carries hidden light in it. Yesterday I explained to you the importance of darkness. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, it is easier to find the way for liberation. It is easier, considered to be easier. When the whole world is moving in one manner, you move into a, you get into another movement, which is subjective movement. Very few do subjective movement, while many are engaged in objective movement. Even the whole spiritual activity is all objective movement in Kali Yuga. Because subjective practices have no publicity, have no information. Those who are really subjective are not known to the world. Because they are more into the other world through subjectivity. So it is considered by the seers, Kali Yuga is best suited to have self-realization. The Yuga itself provides tremendous concessions and discounts to achieve self-realization. That's why they say, if we can associate with the name of God along with the respiration, soham, soham, soham. Respiration is soham. Pulsation is also soham. So relate to pulsation, soham, that I am, that I am, that I am, that I am. You know how many times it happens? At the rate of 72, that I am, say, minute. In 6 minutes, 432, isn't it? 432 times. In 60 minutes, 4,320 times. 1 hour. In 6 hours, 43,200 times. So like that, you can yourself count it. Take the number of pulsations per minute as 72 and see how it is per hour. Per quarter of an hour, per the day. Like that, if you see, the count is very high. The count is very high. So therefore, the seer suggested for Kali Yuga that we take to the 72 number, which is the number of pulsations in a minute, in a minute. Then you get to all these intelligences with great ease, and that facilitates your movement into higher circles. So this is how this 720 has stimulated me to give all these details. The sloka is ekam nabhim, meaning there is a single navel or center. Ekam nabhim, single center. Saptasata vimsati, meaning 720. Arasritas, meaning angels. They are angels. And they are all arranged in a beautiful manner around the center, which has no circumference, around the center, which is immortal. The center is the wheel. See, what we see as the center is already a circle. That's the beauty. You cannot make exactly a center. When you make a dot, already there is a, it's a circle. A dot is a circle in which there is a center again. So that's what it is speaking. That center is it, which is the basis for that circle, is immortal. Why? Because it is the original that comes down into every, be it cosmic, be it solar, be it planetary. It is that original that descends into it, which is immortal. So that immortal one, around it the circle is formed, and hence it continues to support, number one, and it has no circumference. It has no circumference because it cannot be circumscribed. It cannot be circumscribed. It cannot be limited. So it's an unlimited thing and an immortal thing which emerges as a center and becomes a wheel. And around that wheel, there are 360 angels moving and descending upon earth during the day, and 360 angels circulating and descending upon them by the night. So that's how you receive 720 angels from a center whose nature is immortality and whose nature is eternity. These are the two words Master Sri Vyasa used. To use the word for immortality, he said, immortal, he said, amaratvam. And for eternity, he used the word brahmatvam. It is eternal. It is never aging. Immortal. That is how the wheel is bringing energies from the center to circumference and to the earth. Therefore, relating to them is important. For that, you have to relate to your pulsating principle, which conducts 72 times per minute. In the center of that pulsating principle is the sun principle. The pulsating principle in its center contains the heart, which is the center for us. So we are the fourth center, while the sun we see is the third center. The central sun is the second center and the cosmic sun is the first center. That's how four states. So get with the help of pulsation to it. Then you realize so many dimensions relating to these angels and their cooperation emerge for us. And all that work is being done by the aspirants. That is how the hymn speaks of. Thank you. We will come back again, I think tomorrow, no? Is that okay? Najjanam Ramadri. Tomorrow morning we get into sixth sloka. Don't worry, I'll cover all. But I do not speed up things. Because when we sit here, whatever is required will come. So we do it, and then we should go back with some more tools for practice, for practicing wisdom. Thank you, one and all.